Judgment Day and How to Escape It. This happens at the end of the millennium. The rest of the dead did not live again until the 1,000 years were finished, it says in Revelation 20, verse 5. I saw the dead, small and great, standing before God, and the books were opened. Another book was opened, which is the book of life, and the dead were judged according to their works by the things which were written in the books. The sea gave up the dead who were in it, and the dead and Hades delivered up the dead who were in them. And they were judged, each one according to his works. Revelation 20, verses 12 and 13. It says in Ecclesiastes 12, 13 and 14, For God shall bring every work into judgment, and every secret thing, whether it be good or whether it be evil. So the secrets are out in the open. We have often said, if God is justice, then why does he allow all these bad things to happen in the world? Remember, it was God that made the world and nature beautiful, and we are messing it up. However, justice will be done, and a malnourished child born in a war-torn country who saw his mother being raped before both his parents got killed will get a much, much different reward than those who instigated the war and made billions on it. The day when God shall judge the secrets of men. Romans 2:16. Imagine all that was done in secret and all of the shady deals shall be brought out into the open to be judged. And there's the picture there of a fellow standing on one side of the scale with a lot of money, and on the other side we see the pollution and we see the poor children and people begging, asking, what shall a man give? And under the fellow with all the money it says, in exchange for his soul. For what shall it profit a man if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul? Because the soul is the only thing that will survive. All that we see, all mass, will disappear, except the soul cannot disappear. And the decisions that we will make now on earth are the ones that are setting ourselves in a certain direction. How can God possibly keep a record of all these people that ever lived on earth and what they have done? From different NDEs, near-death experiences, it seems that God played back people's memory, which was like an audio-video recording and a storage bank of all that they went through in their lifetime, and all their decisions, whether good or bad, were documented there. Our memory faithfully records everything we do and say, our words, our motives, loving and unloving deeds. And although we sometimes try to erase these memories or would like to forget certain things, they are there documented forever. Now Judgment Day is here, so it is time to rewind and play back. You are standing before the whole world and before all the people that admired you or hated you, and God hits the playback button on the big screen for all to see. You can't argue about the evidence. You can't say you didn't do it, or you can't say I didn't mean it like that, because you are presenting your own evidence. You are standing there simply naked as a human being. There are no cover-ups of religion, no cover-ups of power, nothing to get you off the hook, no lawyer to twist the truth that is presented by you, no judge to bribe, just you. And you can't crawl under the table. There'll be two kinds of people. Those that say, I am just so sorry. Would you allow me to apologize to those that I have hurt? Could I ask you to please forgive me? You gave me a free will, but I really muffed it, and I am just so, so sorry. And then there are those that say, I had a horrible life, God. I did my best. Don't blame it on me. It was you that allowed that mess. I didn't create myself. Sorry, it doesn't work like that. We are all creating and recreating ourselves by the decisions that we personally make. What will you do? Will you pass the blame to others and to God? Or will you say, yes, it was me that made these decisions. You tested me and I failed. Please be merciful. I'm a sinner. The ones who are truly sorry, repent and apologize to the ones that they hurt. And those who want to come clean will be allowed to live on the new earth. Cause and effect. Again, it comes down to our choice. We hope to slip by and that no one sees, but according to the universal law of cause and effect, action and reaction, we will have to face the music for our deeds. The dictionary says cause and effect is a relationship between events or things where one is the result of the other. We think we can get away with things now, but we will have to face up to what we did on payday. The verdict is clear. Guilty. Please do yourself and your loved ones and everyone, including God, who values and loves you more than himself, a favor and save yourself from this incredible, shameful, humiliating experience. You might say, if God loves me so much, then why does he force the judgment day on me? Sorry, but God doesn't want the judgment day to happen. He doesn't want to humiliate you. He wants to forgive you and not hold your sins against you. He offers forgiveness, but we have to accept it. And that's why he sent us his son to take the punishment for us so you and I don't have to stand trial. Now, if you have a son, then you know what kind of sacrifice I'm talking about. Erase those memory files. Jesus is eager to erase that memory file so it can no longer be used against you. This is something that only he can do, but we have to ask him. He died the death of the foulest criminal, so we can come to him no matter how low we have fallen. The death that we deserve, he has taken for us. Seek his forgiveness, which is totally beyond our limited comprehension, and ask him to hit the delete button of your memory, so you will no longer have to give testimony in the witness stand on the day of judgment and bring evidence against yourself. Through his death, he destroyed my fear of death, and he gave me the assurance that I will live forever. This was his incomprehensible gift to you and to me, the good, the bad, and the ugly, regardless of status, ethnicity, religion, or the lack of it. His life for ours, to show how much he values us, to lift us high above religion, to connect us back to our Father, the source of love and positive energy. The ultimate question. He gave his life. Will you give him your heart? Jesus said, look, I stand knocking at the door of your heart. He cannot barge in. If you open the door, he will come in and we will dine together. Revelation 3:20. Your frustrations of why this, why that will be answered through his word with inner peace and complete understanding. All it takes is a decision. It will determine our future when we cross over from here into forever land. Find a quiet place, then open your heart and talk to him as you would to your best friend. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your heart and mind through Jesus. Philippians 4:7. The greatest peace and the most expensive, priceless gift of salvation is handed to you on a silver platter. You only have to reach out and accept it. Don't worry. You are not losing your mind. This is a prayer. Dear Jesus, I give my life back to you. Please cleanse me from the negative powers that try to control me. Thank you so much for giving your life so I can be forgiven for my unloving deeds of selfishness. Help me to read and understand your word. Thank you for eternal life, and please fill me with your spirit of love, as I want to know you more and somehow make a difference for good in others' lives, and I mean that. There is a Cherokee folktale. The grandson of the Cherokee chief had been causing trouble in the camp and was called into the chief's teepee. Son, each one of us has two wayas, two wolves inside of him, which fight to dominate our life. Each person has this fight going on inside of him. The boy asked, and Isi, what are these wolves like? There is a good wolf and a bad wolf. The bad one feeds on pride, is angry, arrogant, and greedy. He lies to protect his ego and his position. What about the other waya? That son is the good one. This is the one that is sent by Chalagi, the great white spirit. This waya feeds on humility, is helpful, has empathy, generosity, loves truth, and is for peace. This wolf stands firm and keeps his word. The grandson was quiet and thoughtfully asked, Anisi, how do I know which wolf will win in my life? It is the one you feed, my son, the one you feed. Now, as the universe ticks on a precision timetable, so we have arrived at the threshold of time in world history where hundreds of prophetic scriptures are about to be fulfilled. At johanpeters.in, you'll find 65 plus leaflets on many subjects, from creation to kingdom come, plus an excellent study Bible. You can choose from 9 books. All downloads are free. There are no cookies and there is no info request, so you can pass it on and we can tell the world about it.